You are listening to the Holistic Hormone Podcast. I'm your host, Eleanor Dooley, and if you're seeking a deeper understanding of your body's inner workings, the reasons behind its actions and reactions, and you suspect that your hormones might be at play, you are in the right place, my friend. As a functional medicine nutritionist specializing in holistic hormone health for women, I bring together the latest research, my clinical expertise, and my own personal experiences to create a safe space for you to learn and explore. Just remember, this podcast provides information and inspiration for you, not medical diagnoses or treatments. Always consult your own doctor before making any changes. Now, are you ready to dive in? Let's get started. Hey everybody, it's Eleanor, and I want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by LifeWave. These little stem cell stimulating patches have made a great difference in my life, in my sleep, and in my healing, and in my energy. These stem cell stimulating patches contain a peptide that help your body to regrow and regenerate cells. And what they don't contain is chemicals and medicine. So if you're looking for something that is going to uplevel your life naturally without taking another supplement or medicine, this is a really truly well-researched way to help your body to do that naturally. The science behind these is well-researched and pretty compelling. If you want to look in the International Journal of Medical Sciences, LifeWave patches has demonstrated significant benefits, not only for athletes, but for everyday people's quality of life. So if you're looking for more, you can head over to my website, and under the store tab, you will see these LifeWave patches. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Holistic Hormone Podcast. I'm Eleanor Dooley, and I am a holistic hormone and gut specialist. And today I've decided to talk about thyroid health in a holistic way. And it has developed into a three-part series. So it's going to be quite the journey, and I want you to join me over the next 6 weeks. And the reason I came up with this topic is because so many people have come into my practice really frustrated with their thyroid issues. A lot of women have been either gaslit by their doctors, their symptoms have been not validated or really just pushed aside. And they just keep getting medication that is not helping their symptoms, and the dosages just keep going up. And it's really disheartening when a woman sits in front of me thinking that going to the doctor and getting the medications are truly is what is going to move the needle with improving their thyroid function and their thyroid health. And then they kind of find out that drugs are meant to help mitigate the symptoms, which is what they're looking for. It really is not addressing the underlying issues. And so in this three-part series, I'm going to help you understand the whole thyroid system, which is much more than the TSH and the T4. It's really a complex network that involves your liver, your kidneys, your brain, and your cellular health. And these are the pieces that are often overlooked in traditional medicine. So I'm here to explore all of these aspects with you and help you get like a ground level understanding of what's happening inside your body. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about the basics of the thyroid system. Okay. What TSH is, what T4 is, and really just the beginning of the story, because we're going to talk about the roles that these hormones play in your metabolism and in your symptomology, and really briefly talk about the limitations that traditional thyroid testing presents for you. So when you get that blood work done and they say there's nothing really wrong here, they're actually describing what's on the paper, but they're really not equating it to your lived experience and the symptomology of your thyroid. Part two, which is going to be episode released in 2 weeks, we're going to focus on the liver's vital role in this process, which is actually the conversion of an inactive thyroid hormone to an active thyroid hormone, which is what powers your metabolism. So a lot of people are interested in why their metabolism has slowed or why weight gain becomes so much more prominent when the thyroid system is involved. And we're going to discuss how the liver impacts your health and what other factors are associated with it, like nutritional deficiencies, sleep, hydration, things like that. And then part three, I'm going to go through with you the holistic strategies for supporting your thyroid health. Like, what is it that you can actually do? What is the testing that actually tells you the information that you need about the whole system and not just kind of the in and out of the doctor's office form? If there's any changes in lifestyle that will actually improve this, and nutritional support always will help support thyroid function. So it's going to empower you with actual practical tips and things that you can actually do on a day-to-day basis. Because this series is taking a look at the whole picture, the holistic picture, right? The functionality in the body, and not just numbers on a lab test, not just ranges that you fall in or out of, but really exploring real solutions for healing for those that are struggling or have been struggling for quite some time with thyroid issues. So we're going to get started with part one today. The thyroid system beyond TSH and T4. Well, before we get beyond TSH and T4, we need to talk about what the thyroid gland is and what TSH and T4 are. So as you probably know, the thyroid gland is that butterfly-shaped organ in your neck, and it's often seen as the control center for your metabolism, for your energy levels, and some even say it's the body's thermostat. It can regulate temperature in the body. And we typically hear about these two hormones, TSH and T4. So TSH stands for thyroid stimulating hormone, and it's actually produced in the brain, in the pituitary gland, located right here at the base of your brain. And it releases TSH in a response to signals from a gland called the hypothalamus, which acts as the thermostat for your body, monitoring hormone levels and sending signals to adjust them as needed. So it's kind of a back and forth response. It gets a response and it has an action, or it doesn't get a response and it has an action. The primary role of TSH is to stimulate the thyroid gland to make and release primarily T4, which is also known as thyroxine, and a smaller amount of T3, but mostly T4. It's important because it acts as a regulator, ensuring that the thyroid gland produces enough hormones to keep the metabolism running smoothly, but not too much. So it has this sort of back and forth. In order to produce TSH, the body requires several nutrients. You've probably heard associated with your thyroid are things like iodine and selenium. Well, iodine is crucial because it's one of the main ingredients in T4, okay? And selenium is needed for the conversion of T4 to T3, but we'll get to that in a minute. TSH is commonly tested in the blood work because it's a really reliable indicator of what the thyroid is actually producing. So how the thyroid is functioning, what the thyroid takes in and what the thyroid pushes out. And what it pushes out is the amount of T4. So if TSH levels are high coming out of that pituitary gland and your overall T4 is low, that would indicate that the thyroid is underactive. And of course, the reverse is true. If TSH levels are low, it might indicate that your thyroid is actually overactive or producing a lot more T4 than is needed for balance in the body. So T4, it's the primary primary hormone produced by the thyroid, and it's often referred to as the storage form of thyroid. Unlike TSH, which is like a signaling hormone, T4 is directly involved in regulating metabolism and energy in the body. T4 is made by the thyroid gland using iodine, which is why sufficient iodine intake is really important. And it's also important to know that T4 is inactive. So it's a hormone that is made, a lot goes into making it, the thyroid pumps it out, but it's not actually ready to be used yet. It has to be converted to T3. So T4 is often measured in blood tests because it can assess what's coming out of the thyroid, but it doesn't show the whole picture. So you could have adequate T4 and adequate TSH, but if we're not looking at the converted form, which is T3, we're not seeing the whole picture. And this leads us to the important role of T3 and how that impacts your cells and the symptoms and how you feel. So the active form of T3, the T stands for tyrosine, which is an amino acid, okay? And T3 has to get into the cell to make energy, or ATP. So if you remember from, you know, high school biology class, adenosine triphosphate is ATP. And that's the energy currency of the body. And that T part comes from T3, or the active form of tyrosine. That comes from T4, and T4 comes from the thyroid. The thyroid is stimulated by TSH, which is made in the brain. So as you can see, this is a whole system here. It's not just your thyroid gland that needs to be looked at when we're talking about thyroid symptoms. Because what happens is when this conversion from T4 to T3 happens, T3 is the active form, but it still has to get into the cell. And it can get into the cell through a thyroid receptor. Okay. So the receptors are primarily found in the nucleus of the cell tissues, in the liver, in the brain, and in certain muscles. And T3 binds to these receptors and it triggers a change in your metabolism. So that piece has to happen for the energy to be useful to the body. Okay. So what happens if these receptors on the cells that bring in the T3, what if they're not functioning properly? Well, several things can affect the efficiency of these receptors, okay? So if the body is inflamed, if there's inflammation, if there's nutritional deficiencies, or my favorite topic, toxins, or endocrine disrupting chemicals. So when we say that big jumble, what we're talking about is chemicals that actually mess up these receptor sites on the cells. They mess them up, they jam them with junk, they damage them. They make that T3 acceptance process really difficult for this body to do. And when the receptors are damaged or inefficient, they can't bind to that T3 effectively, which means your cells cannot use that hormone appropriately. Even if the thyroid gland's producing enough T4, the liver's converting it to T3, and the TSH is on point, you can still experience hypothyroid symptoms. I'm talking about fatigue, the weight gain, the inability to control your body's temperature at your extremities, even things like depression. And your blood tests can show normal TSH and T4 levels. And even if you get a full thyroid panel and the T3 levels are normal, and that's when usually conventional medicine just goes, well, there's nothing wrong. But what they're not looking at is the ability of the body to the cells to accept the energy through those receptors. And the disconnect between hormone production and receptor function is the missing piece in this thyroid health puzzle, because it often goes overlooked. It highlights why focusing solely on blood work without the actual looking at the whole system and talking to the patient to understand what is the toxic load in their body like? What is the way that they feel when they wake up in the morning? Do they have to drag themselves out of bed, or are they getting up with a lot of energy? Because without enough T3 or effective receptor function, you're still going to experience those symptoms. So now we know the players in the game, the hormone players, TSH, T4, T3. I'm going to jump into the crucial conversion of T4 to T3, which takes place mostly in the liver. The liver is the powerhouse of the body. It's my favorite organ to talk about because it does so much in the body, not just with detoxification, but it's a key player in this thyroid balance picture. So by converting the relatively inactive T4, removing a T and making it T3, the liver helps ensure that the body can access the energy it needs. But that conversion is crucial for this whole process, okay? And so the liver is responsible for converting about 60% of T4 to T3. And when T3 is floating around the body, it's active and ready to go. But let's talk for a second about that conversion, because a lot of times when I do a full thyroid panel, I will see a disparity between the T4 that is made, and then we have the liver, and then we have the T3 that's coming out. And if I see that the T3 is low, it has me asking questions. Do you have all of the ingredients needed to make the T3, i.e. selenium? We need some protein in there. We need zinc. That has to be readily available for the liver to do its magic and spit out the T3. So I look for things like that. But then I also talk about the function of the liver. Is the liver too busy with more important things than this conversion? Things that might be more important. Well, poison in the body, right? If there's things and toxins in the body that trump all other activities and processes, things that are going to float to the top are things that are going to keep you alive. So if your body is constantly inundated with toxicity, with mold, with infections, with gut imbalance, those are going to rise to the top of the list because those are actually more important to your body right now than converting T4 to T3. So if the liver is overloaded with things like medications, other substances, endocrine disruptors, right? The liver can get overloaded with these detoxification tasks. And then the conversion of T4 to T3 kind of gets prioritized closer to the bottom. Another reason why the conversion might have trouble happening is nutrient deficiencies. So lack of selenium, lack of zinc. You know, do you have a lot of seafood in your diet? Do you eat a Brazil nut a day? That will give you adequate selenium for the day. So I don't particularly like them, but I try to eat one Brazil nut a day because I know that it's aiding in that conversion of T4 to T3 pretty easily in my liver. Of course, inflammation and stress will make the liver hard to do its job. If it's fatty liver, so the liver function is slowed because fat has accumulated around the liver. And of course, the toxic exposure, environmental toxins. So all of the things that I traditionally talk about with detoxing the environment, all of these things can bog down the liver and slow that conversion of T4 to T3. And when the liver can't convert it efficiently, your body may not get the active thyroid hormone it needs for energy. And then that's going to cause fatigue, brain fog, those kinds of things. So what we want to do is always promote liver health. And especially when we're talking about hypo or hyperthyroidism, we want to make sure that the rest of the system after the T4 is made is functioning well. So I did say that the liver produces 60%, but what about that other 40%? Where does that come from? Well, approximately 20% happens in the kidneys because it uses an enzyme called deiodinase that performs that conversion, and the other 20% is in various tissues throughout the body. So it's spread out in a way that the liver is the primary place, but if the liver, for some reason, is offline because it's dealing with something else, your body can still get that T3. Okay. So you're not just going to fall over and stop working. The body is going to pull it from other places that might not be as convenient, and it might cost you more energy to do that. So, just kind of for your putting the puzzle pieces together, the body has backup systems to keep you alive and to keep you safe. But we want to use the systems that are primarily in place because that's going to create the most balance in the body, the effective rest that will lead to effective energy and that cycle that keeps on going. And understanding this comprehensive conversion process underscores the importance of overall detoxing and inflammation support in the body. So, as I always talk about, detoxification is at the top of this holistic picture list. Now, if the liver has such a crucial role in this, why do we stop at testing TSH and T4 when it comes to regular blood work? What are we missing in the blood work? And what is it speaking to us? What is it telling us? In part two of this series, I'm going to talk about traditional thyroid testing and what information it gives us and where it really falls short of what we need to know. Thanks for joining me on part one of the holistic thyroid series. I hope you gained some valuable insights and really opened your eyes to the complex and fascinating world of not just the thyroid hormone, but the whole system, because it's a holistic view of the body and how the body is able to produce. So if you want to know more or you want to connect with me for personalized support, you can always visit my website, eleanordooley.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel and don't miss part two. See you then. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Hormone Podcast. I appreciate you being part of our community, and I hope you found today's episode truly valuable. If this podcast meant something to you and you'd like to show your support, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Your reviews help others discover this valuable information. Don't forget to stay connected with me on social media. You can always find me on Instagram at holistic.hormone.specialist, where I share insights, tips, and updates to keep you informed and inspired. And if you're interested in exploring my latest programs and resources, head over to nourishingnutrition.net to see what's new and how you can further your journey to holistic hormone health. Once again, thanks for being part of this podcast family. Your health and well-being matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Until next time, take care and stay hormonally balanced.